For many of our listeners, the worst thing a colder than usual winter can bring is a higher heating bill. But for the homeless, the frigid temperatures could be a matter of life and death. How do Centre County residents who don't have a home get out of the cold?
Lasagna and garlic bread. And it's very good.
About a dozen men and women of various ages are gathered around a table at the State College Assembly of God Church. It's nearly 10 at night, but the group is just beginning to dig into a hot meal.
Garlic bread is the best thing for Italian food. If you don't have garlic bread, then why have Italian?
The folks are guests of Center County's Out of the Cold program, a temporary emergency overnight shelter. 10 churches take turns hosting the shelter for 2 weeks at a time, from October to April, the time of year when sleeping outside could be dangerous. In fact, the program started 3 years ago, when a homeless man died from exposure in Bellefonte while spending a winter night in a tent.
If it wasn't for this program, I don't know where I'd be right now.
I know exactly where I'd be.
I have more. You want more?
In an alleyway.
There are men and women, young and old, who participate in the program. One is going through a custody battle. Another recently left a domestic violence situation. Several others work full-time but are unable to find an apartment. Bob, who doesn't give his last name, is a recent arrival. He's just been released from 2 years in Rockview Correctional Facility.
So when they dropped me off at the Greyhound bus station, they never gave me a bus ticket or nothing. They just said, here you go. I said, what am I supposed to do? I'm not from around here. They said, just go around and see what some of the churches can do for you.
Bob heard of Out of the Cold when he went to a church for help and met two friendly college students. They found information about Out of the Cold on the internet.
I called the lady. She took my name, my birth date, and everything, and said, yeah, go over to this church. And it was a block away. I walked in, and I was welcome.
The Out of the Cold program exists to provide anyone who needs a place to sleep with a place to sleep.
Kendra Gettig is one of the leaders of the Out of the Cold program and a community outreach coordinator for Calvary Baptist Church. She says Out of the Cold is very much a collaborative project. While the Community Help Center does the basic intake process and follows up with guests, the participating churches depend on volunteers to stay overnight and provide meals. And though volunteers can connect the homeless with agencies that might be able to help with longer-term solutions, the program itself is simply meant to provide overnight shelter.
It's literally just a program designed to bring people in from out of the cold. They get a cot and a couple of blankets and a warm meal. So it's just a place to sleep.
Out of the Cold runs from 9 at night to 7 in the morning. Gettig says the short hours are necessary because the program relies on volunteers, most of whom have day jobs.
Probably the most difficult piece of the Out of the Cold program is having to ask the people to leave in the morning.
Gettig says guests usually head downtown to dining establishments that have proven friendly to the homeless, like McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Panera, and Irving's. Many spend the majority of their days at the public library.
During the day is really tricky because there's not a lot for the people to do.
That was just kind of what everybody was saying, is that there was just nowhere to go during the day.
Ginny Poorman has been working to find a community-based solution to solve the problem of where the homeless can go during the day. This month, with the help of many volunteers, she opened a daytime drop-in center called Hearts for the Homeless, which she hopes will be a welcome alternative to the library and restaurants.
You can't just sit in any of those places for the entire day. So our hope is to get some of these people in out of the weather, at least in here where they're warm.
Hearts for the Homeless is located on Fraser Street, directly below Dunkin' Donuts. It's a large room with lots of seating, an office area, and a wall of plastic bins. The idea is to provide those without homes a safe and comfortable place to hang out. There's a ready supply of hot drinks and snacks, and sleeping and storing belongings is allowed.
Basically, we tried to make it a big, comfortable living room type space.
Poorman says Hearts for the Homeless will also provide services for their guests, such as help with resume writing and housing placement.
It's going to really depend on each client, what they need, what they're looking to get out of it. We hope initially to build a lot of relationships with people so that we can better serve them.
So that's what we're working on, a lunch, and they get a supper, they get breakfast, and they get a lunch.
Back at the Assembly of God Church, a volunteer named Tina, who can't share her last name due to out-of-the-cold policy, says she has a very personal reason why she helps with the program.
I was homeless with two kids. I think they were three and five at the time. It was in the middle of the winter, so I spent one night out in the cold. Now my story is they're grown up. Since I was homeless at one time, I needed to be here. Total full circle.
Betty Lou Morgan, who's in charge of the Out of the Cold program when it's hosted at her church, says it's the community's job to serve those in need.
We've been blessed because we do have families around us. A lot of these people in the Out of the Cold have no families, no siblings, no parents that care for them. We, the community and the churches, need to become their families and support them and love them and help them through whatever they're facing. That is what Out of the Cold is all about.
I think it's the greatest thing in the world for them to open their homes to the Lord. They just don't find people like that no more in the world.
Bob is hopeful his stay with Out of the Cold will be temporary. He's currently scouting out job leads. I'm Kate Lau Schaffner, WPSU.